footbridge. So it's still there, isn't it?
What we call the footbridge.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh,
that's right. They built that.
Did you have to pay a penny to go across it?
Each way.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Because I was apprenticed to a dressmaker, but she lived over the beach, a little longer, a little further than that penny bridge, you see. And my easiest way was to go over the penny bridge, pay the penny, to get there, otherwise I had to go all the way then. You know, like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on my land, couldn't do it. So, and I only earned about half a penny a week. And after that, I had to come all these pennies, go back forward to the bridge. I didn't earn much, I'll tell you. I don't know what else to say at the moment, but.
Before they had the
ferry
bridge, did they have a ferry there?
There was a ferry where you would get in a boat and go across the ferry.
Was that in the same place?
Yes.
Was it?
But it was ferrymen, proper ferrymen were doing it, you know, and the boats take you over there.
And how much did that cost?
Yeah, I was just trying to think. I mean, it was a penny or tuppence there. But of course, he was always to and fro, you see. It was a busy place just there. And they decided to build that bridge.
When they had the ferry boat, was it big enough to take people's prams and things like that? Or just people on foot?
What, the ferry bridge?
No, there's a boat.
The penny bridge.
No, the boat.
Oh, the boats couldn't do it, take things like fans and that. No.
How many people could he take?
Well, in a boat?
Yeah.
Oh dear. I should say about half a dozen perhaps. No more, I should think.
A lot of work, wasn't it, for tuppence each?
Yes, yes. All right. And you had to get back to the shore again. Take people over from there. Oh, hard times they were they? But I don't know what made to settle up this with.
Stop a minute.
But I was thinking when I had to do those two, and because we had to have this big boilers in the beach run, we had in our own church.
It was built.
Must have been, yes.
Because you were going to work then, weren't you?
That's right. Yes, it must have been after that it was built.
So the first war began in 1914.
That's right.
So this must have been, say, a year or so before.
I should think so. I may be wrong there, I know.
When did you start working over there?
When I left school, my mistress, where I was apprenticed to leave the work, she moved over there to a bungalow, which her husband built, you see.
Yes.
Just over me, he's where he lived.
Me, yes.
It's over there that she lived. And therefore I had to go over this blinking bridge again, you see. I had to keep going over. Those pennies came away with my poor money.
Yes.
And sometimes she'd give me a dinner, save me going back there and then back again.
Yes.
Not often, but sometimes she would.
Yes.
She was very busy, you know.
Yes.
And I had to think then, well, almost a day wasted, but it's not what it was before then.
Was it a big farm or just a few?
few cows.
Oh no, it was a very big farm.
Was it?
Yes.
I couldn't tell you
how many it were. We only went to this shed where they were milking them in the sheds.
Yes. Yeah, but then they had all that land where the airfield is now.
That's right,
they,
yes.
You
yes.
see, so it would have been quite big.
Yes, it would have been big, yes. Yes.
Was the railway there then?
No. No, not the railway. Well, the railway was there, but not a station. Later they put a station in at
near the airfield.
Near the airfield, you see.
Just a halt.
That's right, a halt. That's what I was trying to think of. A halt there. And if you wanted to go no further, you could get out there and walk the rest of the way where you wanted to go, you see. But I just can't remember the date of these things.
Well, not important.
Never thought if I would want to, you know. Anything else you think of?
Well, we could talk about the what you might build itself.
I told you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, it wouldn't have interested you so much about aeroplanes.
No, it was some time after they had a little halt put there. Yeah. Look at it now, the beach. With those great, enormous, six-storied things. On the beach side of the, that's what I can't understand. On the beach side of the,
of the road.
Of the road.
Yes.
You understand this side, but not the other.
It is, yeah.
Never mind, we'll come back.
Yeah, that's right. now the trains stop running from Shoreham up to Stenning.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that was quite recently, wasn't it?
In the 50s or 60s. Yeah.
In the 60s, I think. And now they're using the old track as a walk. You know, they've picked up the railway lines,
yes,
and they've covered it over and made a nice pathway and for horses, a grassy bit, and then how can I describe it? A shingly bit. For people to walk on, so that when it rained, it wasn't muddy. You see, only small stones and not very deep.
No.
So it wasn't. It's not hard work.
No, it's not hard work going on.
We'll give you a rest now.